Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today our guest is Duane Motley, who's been long associated with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, who stand in the gap for us in Albany, talking about the things that concern our values and our freedom. Welcome, Duane, to our program.
Thank you. It's good to be on with you.
Well, recently the president overturned Congress's report or Congress's decision on the Defense of Marriage Act, all unilaterally done by him, and there's questions raised about the constitutionality of that. But because you work on the state level, what's the relationship between the DOMA and states? Do states trump what the Constitutional Review would say on this?
Well, the federal DOMA says that as far as federal government is concerned, they will not recognize marriages of same-sex couples. And what the president did by saying he would not defend the law, he has violated his oath of office, because when he took the oath of office, he swore to uphold the laws of the land. Well, that's the law of the land. That was passed by Congress back in 1996, signed by President Clinton. So it's the law of the land. And so he's violated his oath of office, and so now there's going to be possibly some court challenges. But other groups, primarily Christian groups, have said they will step in and defend the law, even though the president is not. Now, that under that law, it allows each state to make its own determination on whether or not it will recognize same-sex marriages. That law only applies to the federal government, that it would not recognize same-sex marriages. And so that's the difference there.
Well, how many states actually have laws on the books that really want to defend the marriage, as we understand it?
All right, there are 30 states that have adopted constitutional amendments that say marriage is between a man and a woman only. And then there are 5 states that have neither a law or a constitutional amendment, and they are Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, and Rhode Island. Now, New York has kind of an odd situation. Our marriage is not clearly defined in law. It's in the human rights law, and the court ruled a couple years back that the writers of that law, when they established it, when that happened, there was no such thing as same-sex marriage, so that their intent was strictly marriage between a man and woman only, and therefore the court upheld that definition. So it's not spelled out in our Constitution. It's not clearly spelled out in any statute. So all we have is a state appeals court decision, which is the highest court, saying that the intent of that law is it'll be a man and a woman only. So that's where we stand now. Now, that means another court case could come along, and the court could rule differently, and that would change it. But right now, same-sex marriage is not legal in New York, but it's not on statute, and it's not on constitutional amendment. We are in the process of introducing a bill that would clearly define marriage in New York. It's a DOMA bill, somewhat like the federal. It's a very simple bill, a one-sentence bill that clearly defines what marriage would be, and it does not get into civil unions and those sort of things. In fact, the language of the bill says a marriage is absolutely void if contracted between two persons of the same sex, regardless of whether such marriage is recognized or solemnized in another jurisdiction.
Duane, we just have about 30 seconds left in this short broadcast. I just need to ask one more question and just watch the clock to close on time for us. And that is this. Doesn't Governor Cuomo want to change that and make same-sex marriages legal?
Governor Cuomo has said that that will be his number one legislative priority as soon as the budget is passed. Well, they passed the budget this week, and so he is going to put the full force of his office. He's already assigned his key staff, his secretary, and other key people to make that a number one issue. He wants it passed by June, and so look for that happening momentarily. We expect he's going to put his own bill in, and he's going to use all the power and force of his office to see that it gets passed.
Well, Duane, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Time has run out already, but we hope people will follow New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom in their fight to defend marriage as God planned it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.